43 minutes after 3 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, counting you down till 5 o'clock, and then it's time for the Countdown at the Q, the Cobos Insurance Center. Countdown at the Q, that is, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Tim Alcorn, Scott Zarrillo, they will be there to preview tonight's Cavaliers-Detroit Pistons matchup. We'll have that Cavs-Piston game for you on the radio, but on the stream, we've got two high school boys basketball tournament games coming your way. Stream 2, Wellington against Manchester. Stream 3, Columbia versus Lutheran East over at Garfield Heights. But we turn our attention now to the big screen, the Oscars last night. I know many of you watched. I know for a fact our guest on the phone right now is our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, and he for sure watched. Al, how are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic, Bull. How are you doing?
Lovely, my friend. I tell you what, I swore I saw you when they cut to that theater across the street. Tell me you were there.
I was not.
All right.
I definitely wish I was, but no. I was at a friend's house catching the Oscars last night.
Well,
and I have to say, I thought it was a more enjoyable evening than it has been in the past couple of years.
Well, yeah, it just didn't seem like they put up much of a fight. The last few years, it felt like there was more of that going on. It felt like the platform was used for something a little bit different. Not to get too political, that's not typically what we do on the show. But, you know, when I was watching that last night, I thought that they put on a good show. I thought it was pretty enjoyable all the way around. Now, obviously, Shape of Water was a really big winner. And it didn't seem like that was a big surprise to many of the experts. You've seen this movie. What makes this movie so great? What makes this movie so appealing to those that vote on this?
Well, it's weird because it's kind of getting a little pushback since it won. People I've talked to because it's, I wouldn't say it's not original, but it's a throwback. It's, you know, it's not all Get Out, you know, was pushing the racial narrative. Lady Bird was pushing the gender narrative, and there's a lot of people that were, you know, wanting one of those movies or wanting something that, or like Three Billboards that was talking about race. Shape of Water was just a throwback. It was a really, I thought it was one of my favorite movies of the year. I thought it deserved the win. Like I said, it was an homage. So he said when he accepted the award, Del Toro said it was, you know, he wanted to shoot it like Douglas Sirk, who's a famous director from the 40s and 50s. He wanted it to have elements of old musicals and this, and it was that. It was not the most original movie, but it took all of these fantastic elements, some stuff from Creature of the Black Lagoon, all that, and put it into a piece that made you miss old cinema and a harken back to it, and kind of why I wanted to get into films in the first place. And I think a lot of people, especially people I've talked to who are, you know, younger, or not younger, but my age in the industry, they really enjoyed that movie because it spoke to them. Like, a lot of movies don't do that. They forget about, you know, the magic of cinema that was done on the stages back in, like, the 40s and 50s and 30s. And this one is definitely plays to that and just does it so well. And it's well-directed, well-acted. I thought it deserved all the recognition it received.
Sure. I got to be honest with you. Gary Oldman winning the Oscar, I thought was one of the coolest parts. I thought he'd won it before for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, but I'm always fascinated the Oscars when they bring him up and say this is their second nomination or whatever it is. That's a guy who's been long deserving. I didn't realize that was his first.
Yeah, he has. He has been he's a little bit of a prickly guy, too, which I don't think really lends itself to the Academy too much. But in a lot of his roles, like the roles I remember growing up, was a professional.
Yeah.
Sid and Nancy, stuff like that. It wasn't really Oscar bait. It's kind of, you know, the way Johnny Depp was, where it was like these unheard of roles, and then as they get older, you know, they do some more Academy friendly fare. While I didn't think The Darkest Hour was a very entertaining movie, I wasn't a big fan of it. I thought he was fantastic in it, and it's a perfect Academy winning role. And I think I told you this come last year. We had a little bit of a prelim discussion on what could possibly win, and I said this is the one I'm 100% certain at a year ago. On paper, I knew it would win, just like when Daniel Day-Lewis said he was going to be Lincoln, and you saw the first photos, you knew he was going to win. So that was probably the least surprising thing that happened this year, something that I had been calling for about a year now.
Yes, you did. That was actually one of the first times that we had you on. It was shortly after last year's Oscars, and you said, I've got a hunch on something for next year. And I think it was maybe the second or third time we had you on. I specifically remember you saying that. Now, I'll also say this. I 100% agree with your assessment of The Darkest Hour. I thought it was slow. I found myself bored at times, but I think you couldn't help but be enamored with his performance in that. So I 100% agree with him winning that award.
There are moments where you totally forget it's Gary Oldman, and you don't even realize how Gary Oldman can be under that makeup. And that was one of the awards that, like, a lot of the, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I cared about the acting and the directing and the picture, and I didn't care as much about, you know, the production design, the costume. But the more I've worked in film, the more I've been around there, I'm even more excited about those awards. And to see hair and makeup win for Darkest Hour, and just imagine the amount of time they had to do to make Gary Oldman look like Winston Churchill and just forget that it could possibly be Gary Oldman underneath there, I thought was amazing, and I'm glad to see that they won that award.
Were there anything that really surprised you last night as far as who won and lost? Anything out there surprised you from last night? It seemed like most of it was straightforward.
Well, I think last night was one of the least surprising as far as awards go, awards in recent memory. Everyone that I told you was the favorite to win won. Usually there's a surprise, and so when I was filling out my ballot, I started to think, like, maybe there'd be a little surprise. I thought maybe the one, well, I wasn't 100% sure, was I heard Willem Dafoe was coming out strong for Best Supporting Actor, but all of those held tight. The only one that really kind of surprised me, actually really surprised me, was Best Original Screenplay, and Jordan Peele, you know, the guy making, you know, writing some of the funniest sketches that we've seen in a while, especially the NBA or the NFL one with the funny names, like that kind of stuff, is now, you know, an Academy Award winner. Blows me away. I definitely thought, for me, I thought that was Three Billboards award to lose. I didn't think they were going to win Best Picture, but I thought they would at least get Best Screenplay because of how witty the dialogue was, how it tackled so many issues and made it entertaining. But that being said, Get Out deserved it as well. And it was, that was the one thing I was very surprising about. And to see Jordan Peele on the Academy Awards stage, I would not have guessed that 2 years ago, and it blows me away that that happened last night.
What's interesting, too, is there's also this set of awards that apparently goes on during the same weekend, and I'm not sure how long this has been going on for. It's called the Razzies. This is a real thing? I thought it was hilarious when I was reading about this earlier today, and I guess this isn't the first year they've done this. For those that don't know, the Razzies, is this legit that they give out, like, trophies and everything?
Yeah, but none of the actors rarely ever show up. There are a few instances in the past where they do as a goof, I think. Sandra Bullock did something a couple years back where she was giving out awards of the movie that won Razzies near Hollywood. I think the director and screenwriter of Showgirls is one of the few to actually show up and accept his awards in person. But it's kind of a goof. I think The Rock posted something on Instagram thanking people for the Razzie Award for best or for worst actor.
Sure.
So it's been going on for a while, and last night was I think the emoji was the big winner in the Razzies last night, which isn't shocking at all.
Yeah, emoji, the emoji movie, because Patrick Stewart did the voiceover for the poop emoji, so
yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. And then, of course, because The Rock is in 85 million movies throughout the course of the year, I guess at some point he was going to be eligible for one of these. But to his credit, as much as I don't like The Rock, to his credit, I thought he had some fun with it and he played it off well because, as you said, on his Instagram account, I think he posted a video thanking people for voting for him.
That's funny.
So I thought that was extraordinarily well done, and he handled that about as well as anybody possibly could have. But I saw that. And I just think it's a hilarious concept.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And I think it shows how fickle it is. Like, you can be – I think Sandra Bullock, when she won for Blindside, she also won a Razzie the same year for Life of Steve or something stupid like that. And so, yeah, everyone acts in bad movies, and it's good to show, you know, a sense of humor about it and not be pissed about it. And The Rock showed that, which isn't shocking at all. And I think it's a fun thing to do. You might as well have fun with the bad movies. And the thing is, a lot of these bad movies and movies that have won in the past usually do okay in the box office. Obviously not Emoji Movie, but Baywatch did okay. That was another big, I guess you'd say, loser of the Razzie Awards. I don't know if you could call it a winner. So, yeah, it's fun, man. And it's always good to show people like that with a sense of humor, because I know they're shown to be, like, you know, elite and kind of away from that, but it's good to show some human side in that, and them having fun with winning a Razzie Award is always a good time.
Yeah, just speaking of that, I think Adam Sandler always ends up winning it, but his movies always blow up in the box office, yeah. So I don't think the guy really cares when he gets a Razzie. And to the fact, I think Tom Green was one of the first guys to, like, show up and give a big acceptance speech and everything, too, for Freddy Got Fingered. I don't know why that jumps into my mind, but I recall that.
Because it's a great movie.
Yeah,
and
sure,
it was an
something like that.
Classic.
Yes.
Speaking of great movies, my friend, before we get to your picks to click, I thought of you over the weekend because I saw a great movie that you and I saw together many, many years ago, where Robert Downey Jr. turned in one of the finest performances of all time in Tropic Thunder. What a legendary movie that was. Legendary.
Oh, fantastic. And it's one of the best comedies to come out since the 2000s. Like, it holds up well. It skewered Hollywood like most movies don't even have the guts to do. The performances are top-notch. I think we talked last week about Game Night, and Game Night kind of, Tropic Thunder, I think, paved the way for a movie like Game Night, where it was a comedy that was not filmed like a comedy. It was filmed like a war movie or a thriller, and it had top-tier acting talent doing comedy. And when you do that and you have good actors that can have fun with the material, you're going to have an entertaining movie. And in So Much Tropic Thunder, not just a good comedy, a great movie. And it was one of the more surprising Academy Award nominations in the past, was Downey Jr. being nominated, but I thought he was fantastic. And it kind of brought a lot of up. Now, while it wasn't talked about at the time, you know, dealing with some of the racial issues, especially with him playing, you know, a white guy playing a black guy, I kind of brought some of that stuff to the forefront that we're now seeing now.
Yeah, that was great stuff. Sergeant Kurt Lazarus, just an absolute king, no question about that. All right, my man, we got to get to your picks to click before we cut you loose.
So yeah, again, another not like really interesting week, nothing blowing my mind coming out. There's a couple of shows. Was it Jessica Jones on Netflix? Its second season's coming out this week. I enjoyed the first season, even though most Marvel shows after that have been kind of lackluster. And then Love, which I really do like, but I think it is a acquired taste. It's a comedy produced by Judd Apatow. It's in its last season. It's got Julian Jacobs, Paul Rust. It's a fun little romantic comedy that kind of makes fun of romantic comedies. I really enjoy it, but like I said, it's not for everyone. I know I sound super excited about the stuff coming out this week, but hopefully in the coming weeks it'll be a little stronger.
Yes.
I didn't realize Jillian Jacobs was in that. I'll have to check that out.
Yes, and she's one of those people I love seeing in anything, so I'm always down for her, and it's a fun show. It's nothing like world-breaking, but it's fun.
All right. Well, we certainly have that one on the radar. Al, a pleasure as always, my friend, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you guys later.
All righty, that is our Hollywood insider, Al Harris, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.